Welcome back to the Wild Side News. And now, Sydney Wildsmith.
Sometimes we put into words the dreams and aspirations that stir us. And when we sense the greatness falter, it is those words and song that often rekindles a belief that there are some things worth talking about. Our conversation with Robert Menenga continues.
Well, here's the thing, Robert. I really appreciate your perspective, and I know you everything you say, you're saying from the deepest recesses of your soul, and I give you a lot of respect for that. And some people will call you a dreamer, but you're not the only one. That's right. And I guess if I were to, because I don't think it's, I don't, I think some of the
but
things.
You know that, what? But Sydney, I'm not a dreamer. I'm a pessimist, man, and I have no hope. I mean, and even in my activism, and a lot of us, is because we don't have hope for this system. This is a dead system. This paradigm is dead. And as soon as people get it, then we can move on to what's going to work. But this is a failed paradigm, and we're hurtling to our own demise. We could easily just kind of turn off the key and step out of the automobile. But instead, we're like, I'm not going to hit the wall. I'm not going to hit the wall. I'm not going to hit the wall. We, as Western civilization, are about to hit the wall. So, no, I'm not a dreamer. I'm an angry monkey who's trying to save room for giraffes and coyotes and the occasional gnatcatcher.
Perhaps you're a survivalist. I think you care about your own survival, as we should care about the survival of all of the system.
My ecosystem is Northern San Diego County, and I can't tell the people of France how to live their lives. I could tell them ways that would help make our lives better, but here in Southern California, we don't have any right to tell other people how to live because we are so out of balance with the environment. Southern California, we need to deal with our own stuff. The people in L.A. need to deal with their own stuff. And so that whole federation thing is a way of taking the power away from the people. When we came together, it was a federation of states. It was a scary big continent, right? And we needed that federation just to protect what little bit they had. We've gone full circle, and it's that very federation that's taking the power away from the people because we've gotten too big. And so now one voice in the wilderness now is not a person in the woods. It's somebody sitting in a townhouse in downtown San Diego with no sense of accomplishment or a voice to change to make their life better. And whether you're in Kansas, you're in Miami, anywhere in the United States, people are having that sense they no longer belong or they don't make a difference. And that's what's going to kill the American dream, not some one corrupt politician, the currently one totally included there. That's my bush bash. I should do that at least once every 30 minutes or my hair turns blue.
Well, the irony of what you've just stated is the fact that you're talking about, it's getting back to some kind of on-the-ground politics, is the fact that you're really talking about a Republican administration, supposedly Republican administration. They have been historically the champions of states' rights, keeping federalism small. What is happening?
The corporatist. It's the corporatist. Here in San Diego, there's a true understanding of, we call them the coastal Republicans. Those are people that want clean air, and they want clean water, and they want their daughters to have the right to choose, because these are intelligent, educated people. Right? But then they have economic issues that are different than a Green or a Democrat or a little bit more, lesser taxes, all pro-business, yada, yada, yada. But they still want clean air. They know what clean air does for local business. They know the importance of clean water to a surfing community. You know, these conversations. So, you know, taking care of the environment is very Republican. People in the White House right now, these are corporate jihadists. They're warmongered neocons. And enough people in the media just don't call it like it is. Because if George Bush was doing what he was doing in Venezuela, we'd go, oh, El Presidente Bush, he's bad, right? But he's in our country, and he's a hero. But he's one of the biggest dictators that's been out there in civil liberties. And again, that's not even my racket. There are other activists that are much better up and much better skilled talking about the erosion of our civil liberties. I am the tree hugger guy. I am the crazy man screaming in the wilderness about suburbanization and how we're like killing our children by everything we do wrong. You know, we drive our kids to school in big SUVs when the best thing we could do to them is tell them to walk to school. Because not only is it a good exercise, then they see where they live. You know, kids are being taken off the planet and put in little boxes and plugged in. And where will be the future environmentalists come from? I mean, the Matrix, that whole weirdness of the Matrix. I mean, that kind of hits home when you have all these little kids in their little cubicles in front of a computer. Same thing, just plugged in. And these are the conversations that there's a revolution coming, and either we're going to be in ahead of it or you're going to be underneath it. Because it just has to. Every civilization has it. Ours is coming. And I'm hoping it's going to be environmentally motivated when people start demanding equality in regards to proper. When we say property rights, we should also be talking about air. We should be talking about water. We should be talking trees. You know, those kind of things. Not necessarily like, if I have a right to build a hotel. How about I have the right to breathe clean air? Those are the issues that we're not addressing because the industrialization and the corporatists and the lawyers and all that stuff, it's all about the economics and nothing about the environment. And that's going to kill us. Look at the fur. Look at Easter Island. You know, we can just go on for hours showing failed social experiments where people didn't learn to live within the balance with the environment in which they chose to live in. Because some species can't leave their habitats, right? We can move everywhere, and we have. That's part of the problem with the planet, because humans have felt like entitled to live wherever they want, regardless of the impact, or take off the top of mountains in West Virginia, or fill in wetlands, or chop down trees. Like, oh, they're ours. But again, so when this revolution comes, is we'll start to elect true environmentalists, you know? And we'll elect real women for women's rights. I was talking to someone yesterday. Someone's saying, well, Bob, who would you do for a veterans affair? And I'm like, this woman who's running in Ohio, I think, Tammy Duckworth, the pilot who lost both of her legs, right? She should be the director of Veterans Affairs. A young woman fresh from the battlefield. She'll know what the veterans need, not some 80-year-old man who never, ever served. You know what I'm saying? This our government is at right now. We get people who are so unqualified. You did a heck of a job, Brownie, sort of thing, right? Those are the people we put in place instead of the people who know. Are there environmentalists? Are there biologists, oceanographers in the Interior Department? No. You know, they're corporate stooges. They're not the same people that can talk biology. They can talk, like, quarterly forecasts. We need biologists, geologists, you know, climatologists. Those are the people we now need at the height of the federal government. I mean, literally, it would be great if we had a biologist, an anthropologist sitting in the White House would probably be a good thing right now, because someone needs to learn from the past mistakes, because this guy, all he does, keeps making them and then waving the flag, like, somehow that's going to make a difference.
Well, it's my belief that the Greens, for example, have been around for about, 30 years, something like that, about 30 years, as a party, and have been ridiculed and pilloried as dangerous and communists and things of that nature. I believe that they're the voices from the wilderness who are proclaiming what America could be like again. It's a reclaiming of this country. It's a taking back and a restoration of real American values, which have to do with individual freedoms in a miraculous environment. Because if we don't do that, this country is changing in ways that there was a. Today I just read about the fact that there was a kind of a quasi-secret signing in the White House by the president of a law which now allows him to use his own discretion as the decider as to when to call out the army against insurrections in the United States, otherwise known as potentially popular uprisings against. And you know, this is, from my perspective when I grew up, that was kind of the vision that I had of communism. You know, where there was no true liberty, there was no true sacred freedom, individual freedom, the government was into everything, and if you didn't walk straight, you'd better watch out.
And then you became an enemy of the state if you disagreed. Now, we're having the same thing. Notice that right after Bush was reelected, and I use that term very loosely considering what went down in Ohio, that they did a new push, and the FBI just started getting all vocal about going after eco-terrorists, right? They have the nerve to say we're going to track down eco-terrorists when it's the Bush administration that is dropping depleted uranium bombs all over Iraq and Iran. Yet they call people trying to save trees and rabbits eco-terrorists while they're dropping depleted uranium on sovereign nations. See, it's that kind of Orwellian thing that we're up against. So you can come to the party totally prepared, but when you got idiots in charge, you got nothing.
It's always good to talk with Bob Nanenga. He's a man... From the first moment I saw him, who was red-faced with passion, and he still is, and he has a lot to say and a lot of really deep concerns, and some people may agree and some people may disagree, but I will always respect your right to do so.
Yes. So read Observations from the Edge. You can go online, just Google me. I'd love to say that. You just say that in public. Google me, baby. So Google me at Observations from the Edge or just Robert Nanenga. So I write for the Coast News and other things. So this is a conversation I've been in for about 12 years now, and it's fresh, and it's in your face, and I get paid. So woohoo! Capitalism rules!
The countdown to your future has begun. For many of us, it is reaching a point where the choices that democracy provides don't feel like choices at all. And yet, these are the choices we still have to make. Choose wisely. This is Sidney Wildsmith saying adios until we meet again next Thursday or any time on the archives when your Voice of the Earth returns here on the Wildside News.